Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
We are back with another episode of Boots, Balls and Bras with a Champions League special supported by Pepsi Max with myself, Farrah Williams, and the legend, Emma Byrne. How are we?
Very good. Very well.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
3 weeks since the quarterfinals. I know I did as well. But
forgot what you look like.
I forgot what I looked. I haven't looked in the mirror, clearly. Look how I turned up. But the weekend, Champions League semi-final, we knew it was going to be a good one. Obviously, Saturday, the earlier kickoff, Chelsea away at Barcelona, having never beat them.
Yeah.
Barcelona unbeaten at home in 5 years, I think I'm right in saying. And Chelsea come away with a victory. What was your thought?
Just you were there. Incredible game. Yeah, it was one of those ones that's going to stick out for a very, very long time. I was not expecting it. I'll be honest, it was all about Barca and how they were going to win and how they were going to take Chelsea apart. And I think Emma Hayes, I spoke to Emma Hayes before the game and she was a little bit like, you know, Barca are just this team. They're so good. We know they're going to have the ball. So there was a lot of homework done there, definitely. Because even before the game, she was telling me exactly what they were going to do. And I was like, okay.
Don't announce it on here because there's a second leg.
I'm not. It doesn't go past these lips. No, I said it when I was commentating.
Of course she did.
Don't tell me anything, all right? Just don't tell me. But it was very interesting and it worked exactly as it was supposed to.
Yeah,
exactly.
Do you know what? I mean, I don't know about you, but given their two previous results, Chelsea, obviously they lost the Conte Cup to Arsenal. They went away to Man United and lost that in the semi-final. Yeah. And there was loads of question marks around this Chelsea team. You know, do they still have the right mentality? Emma's announcement, obviously we know she's leaving at the end of the year. Did it come too early? Are these players still united? Are they going to be able to go to Barcelona and get a result? And I think everybody wrote them off, including myself. I didn't think they were going to get, you know, certainly anything from the game. But you speak about the tactics and the game plan. I thought they nailed the game plan. They were bang on in terms of really stifling and frustrating Barcelona's style of play. We know Barcelona like to play with the ball. You said there, Emma approached that game knowing they would have less of possession, which they did. I think the possession was 34% for Chelsea and 66 for Barcelona. But in terms of what I felt Chelsea did well was reduce them to chances. So they allowed the possession, but in terms of clear-cut chances, they had one with Alexia Putellas. Do you think that was frustrating for the Barcelona players?
Oh, I think they were absolutely livid after the game. I think it started before that. Yeah, they did limit them to chances. And I think if I were the Barca manager, I'd be looking at my team more than how Chelsea stopped that because they did create. I thought Pariuelo should have scored at least two. I'll be looking at that, how we can improve on that next week. But in terms of them getting on the ball in those dangerous areas, I think Chelsea were absolutely excellent at stopping the ball from going into the midfield for them because that's how they play.
Yeah.
They get on the ball, the back line get on the ball, and they try to play through the centre. They drive through the centre, and then they get the ball out wide to like the likes of Caroline Graham Hansen. So I thought Chelsea were excellent at stopping that because realistically, Kira Walsh, Patrick Icaro, Aitana Bonmati, like those names are just they're just incredible players. They were so quiet.
They were, weren't they?
They were so quiet.
And that's what I was going to say. I was going to move on because we spoke a lot about Erin Cuthbert this season. I think she goes a little bit under the radar, but I think in terms of her performances, they've been second to none. But Nuskin in there with her, in terms of the legs and the aggressive pressure, those two just ratting about in there.
Horrible.
What did you make of their performance? Because I thought the pair of them,
nasty.
I'm going to talk about the goal because both of them were involved in Erin's goal, but I thought they were unbelievable.
They were so good. And do you know what? I just think it was just so an unselfish performance is the best way I can describe it because they were working so hard, particularly Nuskin.
Yeah,
because at least Erin was getting
everywhere.
On the ball a little bit. Like she was a standout player, but actually Nuskin was the one that went under the radar there because she was just everywhere. And she was
exactly
the one
that.
Stopping Bonmati getting on the ball.
I mean, we've seen her play in so many positions this year for Chelsea, but actually when it comes to Champions League, I actually think she's been their key player in terms of, especially when you come up against these teams now that can dominate possession, you need players in there that have legs. And for me, she had legs for, I mean, if they was to go another 20, 30 minutes, she would have still had the same legs to be able to press and rat around the pitch. But let's talk about the goal, because I thought Nuskin's footwork inside the box to start, to then find Erin Cuthbert in that, you know, a little bit of space, but then Erin Cuthbert, the way she just touched in, little shift to the right, nice. And then passing. I mean, for me, that's got to be goal of the semi-final first leg so far. I thought it was an unbelievable finish from them.
I think so. It's just the whole game and the way it went. That goal is just, you know, something that it was a beautiful thing to watch. But it started with the press. So I thought Chelsea were going to sit off a little bit and just try and bring the game back to Stamford Bridge. And they did at times, but they pressed at the right time, in the right moment. And it was Ramirez who actually initiated the press right on the end line of, you know, Barca's end line. And they won it back. And then it was all about Nuskin in the box being clever. And this is, I think this was the difference between Chelsea and Barca in terms of in that area. Nuskin held onto the ball. She made the right decisions. She brought her teammates in, where Barca didn't. They were so individual.
Yeah.
Did not play as a team. And I think that goal just summed everything up about Chelsea. The work rate, how they worked together. And obviously the finish was just incredible.
The finish was beautiful. I mean, as I said, I wasn't expecting that from Chelsea. But you heard, I don't know if you heard Erin Cuthbert's interview at the end of the game. And she just said, they said, what was it for Chelsea today? And she just said, literally, individually, they just went back to basics. It was about working hard off the ball, in possession, doing the right thing. And they knew they wouldn't have a lot of the ball. But she said, individually, as you mentioned there, were just so unselfish. I think that played a massive part. But there were two big incidents in the game. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the handball shout for Barcelona with Buchanan.
Yeah.
What did you make of that? Because actually in live play, I thought this could never be a penalty.
Well, to be honest, it would kind of would have summed her game up for me as well, because
we won't talk about Buchanan.
There were a few really dodgy moments, especially the first 10 minutes. I went, oh, this, you know, this is the one thing that I'm sure would have been drilled into the players. Mm. Do not give the ball away in the first. Do not make mistakes. And it was like two, three mistakes.
Yeah, she's sometimes a little bit too casual with the ball.
I just think it's a bit of a Jekyll and Hyde, isn't it?
Because she's been like that though, Buchanan. I don't think she's been.
Yeah.
We know the levels and we know the type of player she is and we know what she can bring when she's on top of her game.
Absolutely.
But in recent weeks, she certainly hasn't been that. And you mentioned there. But what did you make of the penalty? Right decision?
In the end, it was the offside. I mean, it was a handball.
Harsh one though, because you know when you're tussling with a defender, I always think that's quite difficult. When you've got a striker kind of putting an unbalance in you, the body, her arm was out of her body, but attached.
I don't
to
like the rule in general.
It was, and like, it's from such a distance. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it's they say it's not a natural position, but actually it is natural to bring your hands up. But anyway.
Right decision?
In the end, because it was the smallest of heels.
Yeah, which you've seen. But let me ask you about the penalty shout that wasn't really looked at. They kind of half looked at VAR. The tackle on Ramirez for Chelsea.
I thought it was
for
penalty.
For me, stonewall penalty. I don't know how
penalty.
They haven't even looked at it or even sent the referee.
I don't even know if they looked at
the
it.
Monitor.
Because I was like, that's a penalty. And I'm like sitting
believe
way
that
back.
But that's been a couple for Ramirez, not just in the Champions League, but
she's
in the WSL.
So
she just don't get
dangerous. It's like
in the box.
Yeah,
it's a penalty, right?
It is a penalty. I thought it was a penalty. And the fact that they didn't even look at it was.
Did Emma mention that in a post-match interview? Or
I was asking her, did you not think it was a penalty? And she was, Emma was trying to be very, very calm and, you know, tried to be very pragmatic. We still have another game, and it's true. Like they've angered Barca, so yeah. But I think she said she thought it was a penalty from that distance, but had to go and look at it. So,
okay, so we saw Barcelona players completely frustrated with Chelsea players. They said that there was a comment from Bonmatí after the game. No matter how hard we try, if the referee allows him to go down, waste time every other time, we have to learn to play like that too. What did you make of her comments after the game in the interview? Or was the translation probably a little bit different to what she was trying to say?
I think there was a word used that it didn't really mean how we would say it, to be quite honest, because. And anyway, it doesn't make sense. Why would you be wasting time? You're trying to speed up the time, surely.
No, Chelsea will be.
Yeah, Chelsea were doing it. Why would Barca be saying we need to learn to do that? But I honestly don't think, like, if you translate it, it's like, oh my god, what's she talking about? But it.
What was the translate? How would you have interpreted what she said?
Like, it wasn't. She was. I don't think she was trying to say it was dirty play. I think she was like, there are elements in the game that we need to improve on maybe the dirty side of it.
So just being more competitive.
I think you know what, so, like game management in general. I want to believe that because I know Aitana and she's a nice girl, but she's extremely competitive. So I would not be surprised either.
Yeah, and that's what is that it? Does she think that maybe, you mentioned there that the Barcelona midfield, the three that have been so dominant throughout the season, certainly in Champions League. Do you think that little bit of frustration, they probably felt like they weren't as competitive as they should have been?
I think they were shocked. I think that was a bit of shell shock. I mean, if you look at the league they play in, it's poor.
Yeah.
For me, it's a poor league. Barca are obviously the best by a long shot. Even their rivals, Real Madrid, don't really give them a competitive game. Like that back press from Chelsea midfield, it destroyed them. Yeah. Like they didn't know what was happening. Mm. And Aitana was getting on the ball. She does her normal thing, beats a player. But then it was the midfield back press coming and taking the ball off, which is like... And they just couldn't come to terms with it. And I think they're a little bit shell-shocked. And I think they still are. How they respond to that is completely different. You know, I think they are going to respond quite well to it, to be honest.
I'm sure they will. Obviously, there was a big chance missed from Alexia Putellas in the dying minutes.
I actually thought it was in.
How? It's one of those. I mean, maybe a little bit of luck was on Chelsea's side that day because absolutely that goes in the back of the net, right?
You need it. I've said it before with Champions League, this level, you need every single player to be on point and you need a little bit of luck. Mm. And I think that's what happened.
So we saw Millie Bright back in the squad, obviously didn't make an appearance on the pitch, but how important is that for Chelsea if she is to make it back for the second leg?
I mean, I think it's very important that they get her fit. I don't think she'd be ready for this type of game. I certainly don't think she's going to start. I'd be shocked if I see her starting. But as you said, Buchanan might be where they're going to target.
Well, of course, you would think that given that the first... How good, by the way, because we can't move on to Lyon versus PSG without mentioning Jess Carter's performance. I thought she was unbelievable.
Oh, incredible.
I thought she's... To be fair... I think she's carried this Chelsea team in recent weeks in terms of really tried to drive standards, really tried to be, you know, that player.
She's very consistent, And when you watch her on the pitch in live games, you can see a lot more, obviously, than what you see on the TV. And she's constantly communicating.
Yeah, she's very good.
Constantly organising. She knows when to step in. She's just 90 plus minutes, extremely focused. And you're right, I do think she's been an absolute pivotal player in there.
But... we will move. So that's that return leg. I think it's the 27th, if I'm right, 27th of April at Stamford Bridge.
Saturday.
So we'll move on to Lyon PSG, but both of these ties are still in the balance. We'll move on to that and have an opinion on that in a minute. But Lyon PSG were 2-0 up. Gattuso with the both goals, 44 minutes and 48 minutes. And I think it was the same time that the Arsenal men against Wolves game come on. They were playing as they were about to kick off.
You better not have switched over.
You kind of have the you're looking between the two games, right? And all of a sudden, I turn back, and it's 3-2 to Lyon.
Oh yeah,
how did this happen?
Incredible.
I mean, help me, because Lyon actually dominated the game.
I thought they
chances,
did too, yeah. I
mean, just passes.
I didn't look at the stats, but...
Well, the stats, I'll read them out to you because Lyon's ball possession, 58 to PSG's 43. Shots at goal, 22 to 13 of PSG. 8 on target, PSG 3 and scored 2 from that. Passes made, 409 to 307. 80% pass completion to 76% from PSG. So in terms of, if you look at stats and if you're somebody that is interested in stats, obviously the result would... obviously demonstrate or back up the stats, but PSG would 2-0 up.
Yeah. I do think PSG or Lyon.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're the better team in general. I thought they kept the ball well. I thought the midfield really were the better midfields, particularly with the subs when they came on. But PSG are so dangerous. And for me, it was the Chiwenga and Jumorne show. Like those two players, Jumorne for Lyon and Chiwenga for PSG, are extremely difficult players to manage. Mm. They're so quick. They're so powerful. And when you're playing against a team like PSG, they have weaknesses. Yeah. They have more weaknesses than Lyon.
Yeah.
But they are so dangerous at going forward. And, you know, Kershawi had a really nice game. Katoto's back. This was her game. Mm. She really stamped her presence on. And they're so dangerous going forward. Like, they've got players that can absolutely destroy you. But I do think Lyon controlled the game a little bit better. And I do think it were the changes from Lyon and from Bon Pastor that changed it, because Daniela van der Donk came on. Mm. She added something completely different.
Van der Donk and Gils were the free substitutes.
Yeah, Gils came on. So they were still 2-0 down when their centre-back, Mbok Bathy, had to go off.
Yeah.
So for me, I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
They are done. You're because she was managing Chiwenga quite well. And I thought, well, just the moments in the game are so important, and this is one of them. And then Gils came on. She did okay. But it's when van der Donk came on. Besho did okay. She's very, very quick. She stretches the game for them. But it was the right moment. Van der Donk came on. She controls the game a little bit better. She links up way better. And then Majri,
an experienced, obviously, Champions League winner with Lyon. But van der Donk, let's talk a little bit about that. We both played with her at Arsenal, and we know her strengths. For me, one of the best players like that I've played with. In terms of, I think you don't realise how good she is until you play with her.
Yeah.
There's a lot of players that until you play with them, you think, oh, they're not. I had a great relationship with her, and I love being on the park with her. I knew what she could deliver always. You know, she's that tenacious. She's a street player. She's a player
absolutely.
So streetwise when she plays. She does things that you're like, she's so small. She'll like off the ball stuff that she does. She can get into opposition's head. And that's the sort of stuff that players don't like. But she
and
doesn't
that's
mind
what
doing.
She did when she came on. Her press was really, really good. Really good. She's just a thorn, isn't she, in your side? Like, you just don't want to play against her. She's nasty. She's a nasty little player.
No,
that's the wrong word.
Yeah, not a
bad not the right word. But
do you know what I mean?
She has got that nastiness in her, and all the best players do. Like, if you're talking about the best players, they have that streak
that
in them.
Bit about them.
And she also then carries a lot of technical skill, and she did really well when she came on. And I think I'll be very, very surprised if she doesn't start next week.
Yeah. Mm. So the comeback started with Diani. It come from a Lyon press, didn't it? And then she slotted home. And then we saw the two other goals. Am I right in thinking, how am I going to say it? Demorne, is that how you say it?
Demorne.
My French is brilliant. And Marjorie, obviously, with the winning goal in 86. But they scored 3 goals in a space of 6 minutes.
Yeah, it was incredible. Listen,
what do you think happened to PSG after that first goal?
Listen, it was
three
a game.
Goals in 6 minutes.
It was a very typical game where two teams know each other very, very well, and they were cancelling each other out. Mm. They had both obviously done their homework. PSG were stopping Diani getting on the ball, and that's probably because Shawi was pushing up, and midfield were kind of cancelling each other out at the start. And yeah, like with PSG, they were following the players into midfield. It was very much player marking.
Player for player. Yeah,
player for player. And they were doing quite well. But the problem with that tactic is if you switch off once, that's where the problem starts. And then with the substitutions, they couldn't handle. They changed. PSG changed. They pushed Lejeune higher up, and they brought a player on. Who did they bring on?
They put Vansgaard, Martins, and
no,
Samora
for me was the big change. They brought Samora on as right back and pushed Lejeune up. So they were trying to stop Basha from getting forward. But what they failed to do was stop De Donk in the midfield. Yeah. So they lacked that player in there because of these changes. And it just means that Lyon started controlling a bit more. Plus, at this stage in the game, if you are playing that player for player and trying to cover those spaces, somebody switches off. That's what happens.
Mental fatigue and start to tire. So that sums up or rounds up the first leg of both the Champions League. And obviously we move to the fixtures next week. It's this weekend coming up, 27th, 28th of April. But let's talk about maybe our predictions, because for me, both teams, so PSG, they're still in the game. I know they lost 3-2, and you know, maybe Lyon coming back, gives them the upper hand in terms of knowing they could score goals against this PSG team. And then obviously we've got Chelsea, Barcelona, one goal in that back at Stamford Bridge. Do you see there being any advantage in either of these games? I know there's a goal advantage in each, so don't come and be funny. But I just meant in terms of that one goal, I don't see there being an advantage for either team.
I think there's an advantage for us as spectators, Barca being 1-0 down, like, and angered and annoyed and wanting to come and really show, like, prove themselves, because they do have to prove themselves. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that game. I think Emma originally was just trying to hold them out in Barcelona and then get them back to the bridge and maybe press a little bit higher, be a bit more aggressive. But that might change a little bit. Also, I think Alexa Putellas is going to start. That brings a completely different edge to the game. If she starts instead of Pariuelo, then you don't have to worry about that space in behind. So all these things have to come
in. So you're giving Barca the slight advantage, the frustration after a not so Barcelona performance in the opening leg. And then obviously PSG will return home against Lyon.
I just think
PSG, even though they're behind.
Oh, obviously the home advantage is a big one, but I just think Lyon have just got the quality in there to go on and to defend and to nick one. And you're not even talking about the bench. Like, the in terms of squad as well, Lyon have got the better squad. And
we spoke about it, didn't we?
Yeah, I think Lyon are going to come out on top.
So we said it a few weeks ago, didn't we? Is it going to be an Emma Hayes, Bonpastor final? Do we think that's still, are we still hopeful for that?
I'm hopeful. I think
a possibility.
I would like to see Chelsea go through,
personally.
But I am worried about them. I'm a little bit worried.
They've poked the bear, haven't they?
Because the Barca players were angry. I was watching them coming out of the dressing room and they were like, they're already on a mission.
Chelsea, you've poked the bear. But they've sold 24,000 tickets already at Stamford Bridge. I mean, if you do listen to the podcast, there are tickets still available and it will be amazing to fill out Stamford Bridge and get everybody behind the Chelsea team to try and spur them on to the final. But that sums up the semi-finals of the Champions League. But we do have, Emma, a few fans' questions supported by Pepsi Max. Thirsty for more, Emma. I know you're thirsty for more questions. You love this part of the show. The first one is for you. So you spoke a little bit about it, but they said, Emma, what was the atmosphere like at Barcelona?
Oh, incredible. Incredible. Like, I worked with Barca TV for many years, for 2 or 3 years. And every single time you go to a Barca Femini game, it's just electric, and the music and the sun. I mean, I'm basking in the sun. but incredible. And, you know, it's not their usual stadium. So there's always that worry that, you know, fans are like, you know, they have their routine. They like to go to the stadium. But this stadium, Stadio Olimpico, is just incredible as well. Like, there's so much history there.
Barca fans, honestly, I mean, I was lucky enough to go to the Champions League final last year in Eindhoven. And the fans in the city centre from, like, I think it was maybe 9:10 in the morning. I was going for a coffee. Yeah. They were incredible. They were outside the Barca hotel, like at the bottom. Like, you literally couldn't get into the hotel. The Barcelona players were out the windows looking down at them. But their fan base is just unreal. So, I mean, I expect some travelling fans to come over to Stamford Bridge for sure.
They've probably booked their tickets for the final, to be honest.
Wouldn't surprise me. But another question comes in. Best goal of the first legs. I said it before. I think Erin Cuthbert. Just the way she took it, I thought
I mean, Germaine's strike was incredible as well. That was like an absolute rocket. but just in terms of the relevance of it, I would go with Erin Cuthbert as well. Yeah.
Who has been the best UEFA Champions League player so far? Ooh, what in this? Should we do this from the semi-final or should we do it from the...
From the beginning. Let's do it from the beginning. It's still going to be a semi-final player.
You know what? It's mad because it's so difficult. I don't want to be biased, but I actually, you know what? In terms of how this Chelsea team is... Nuskin has been important for Chelsea.
I do agree.
Yeah. When it comes to, like, I know she hasn't played as much in the WSL, but when you talk about importance in a team, like, you think about her in the Ajax in the quarterfinal. And then obviously the importance against Barcelona. They've never beaten Barcelona.
Yeah, I agree. I think Nuskin's been incredibly important. But again, I'll go back to Cuthbert. And I am bringing, I know it's not the WSL, but I'm bringing that into it as well. I think she's just been so, so good. Yeah. And I mean, she looks wrecked. She just works so hard.
The kid has put so many, I don't know how many miles she's put into her body this season for Chelsea. And honestly, she just never, ever fails to deliver. But yeah, I mean, that's probably a little bit biased going with Chelsea, but...
Not biased from me.
Yeah, not from you, but from me. Okay, so this last question. Make a five-a-side team from the semi-finalists. Has to have one team from each, one player from each team. So the goalkeeper can be from...
Okay. There were some good saves, by the way, in the PSG Lyon game. Yeah, there was a couple of good saves. But, I mean...
Engen.
She's
a midfielder, I think, or centre half.
She's a centre half for Mercer. Boring goal.
Engen, do you think, or would you say Hampton from the semi-final?
I really like Hampton, and maybe it's because I'm watching her a little bit closer. But just distribution wise,
So everybody likes this. It's so funny how goalkeeping shifted. From like your shot stopping goalkeeper, your demanding or commanding goalkeeper to now.
It's everything. It wasn't my day as well. To be good.
Yeah, you could play with your feet, but I'm saying there wasn't many goalkeepers back then that they spoke about.
No, it's changed. It is. You need the extra player building up and everything. Thanks, Farrah. I just wanted you to say that. No, I do like Hannah Hampton, and I've enjoyed watching her play. I think out of the semi-finalists, I am going to say Hannah Hampton because I have a few issues with the other three.
She's the only keeper that keep the clean sheet. So we're going to go with Hannah Hampton.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, cool.
This is five aside. Are we going to 2-2-1?
We'll just pick a player from each. I'm trying to think because it's so difficult to not like.
Good math.
I mean, Kevin Cuthbert has to be the child. But then you've got Jess Carter, and it's difficult to pick a better defender than her so far in the.
It's got to be Jess Carter.
So we've got to have Jess Carter, which means we can't have any other Chelsea player. So we're going to go Jess Carter, and then we need 2 and 1, right? Has to be Jess Carter.
Yeah, and midfield, I mean, I quite like Horan. I thought she was very good yesterday. Or the day before.
So if we go Horan, that takes her out of Lyon. But then I think he was so good, wasn't she?
Kershawi is so good for PSG.
That's what I mean.
I would have Kershawi.
Kershawi, who are we going with?
I'm going to go Kershawi. I'm going to go Jess Carter, Kershawi, Horan, and...
Wait there, where are you taking...
I've got to pick a Barca player.
That's what I was thinking. We need a Barca player.
And I'm going to go for Caroline Graham Hansen.
I was going to say Hansen. She was like just staring
there
at me there on the
that
paper.
Took a while,
so do it again.
So we've got Hannah Hampton, Jess Carter, Lindsay Horan. We've got Kershawi. We've got
Hansen. There we are.
That's
our five-a-side team from the semi-final. And that rounds up our Women's Champions League semi-finals first leg, supported by Pepsi Max. Thanks, Emma.
Thank you, Farrah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.